The human mind is like a computer. No matter how efficient it may be, its reliability is only as great as the information fed into it. If it is possible to control the input of the human mind, then no matter how intelligent a person may be, it's entirely possible to program what he will think. And yes, it's even possible to program people to laugh at the mere mention of the word conspiracy. The banks can and do create money. And they who control the credit of the nation direct the policy of governments and hold in the hollow of their hands the destiny of the people. Its essence was not race, nor religion, nor nationality. It was simply a passion for control over other human beings.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. Banks are going bust. Banks are going bust. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We know that democracy is a dying giant, a sick, sick, dying, decaying political concept writhing in its final pain. The whole world's people are becoming mass-produced, programmed, numbered, insensate things.
Young people have no conception of the conspiracy strategy of pressure from above and pressure from below. They have no idea that they're playing into the hands of the establishment they claim to hate, and don't realize that it is precisely such forces which are behind their own revolution, financing it and using it for their own purposes. More and more, young radicals are beginning to wake up to the fact that their entire lives have been carefully programmed by the very people who are their hate symbols.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the crime in the street.
They're beginning to realize that their so-called anti-establishment outlook actually is the calculated product of the establishment press, the establishment communications media, the establishment entertainment industry, the establishment schools.
All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it! My life has value!